Here for you. We're ready to help you with all the exciting new things life brings. And we have something new too, a new look. So when you're ready to take that next step, whether it's financing a business, saving for retirement, or insuring your new home, take a new look at First Mid. We're here to help you achieve your dreams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
She's not ready to tell senators her Brett Kavanaugh story. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says Monday's hearing is too soon, and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris agrees.
The FBI should be given the authority and the direction to do an investigation.
Now, Ford accuses the Supreme Court nominee of groping and assaulting her when they were teenagers. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Republicans are signaling they'll move forward with the hearing, with or without Ford. Senate Judiciary Committee Republican Chair Chuck Grassley issued a statement saying the panel has offered Ford the opportunity to testify in public or in private, and the invitation still stands. GOP Senator John Kennedy agrees.
We'll do it any way she wants to do it. We just want to get the facts and let her be able to tell us her side of the story.
Ford's attorney wrote a letter to Grassley saying her client has received death threats and has had to flee her home. Dave.
Rachel, President Trump's about to leave the White House and head to North Carolina, where thousands remain in shelters. Hundreds of roads are still underwater. Some communities like Wilmington badly flooded.
We still are encouraging or asking folks not to come home. We want you here. We love you. We miss you. But access to Wilmington is still very limited.
That's new Hanover County Commissioner Woody White. Hurricane Florence blamed for 37 deaths. The Korean leaders applauded at a dinner in Pyongyang.
South and North Korea agreed on a denuclearization plan for the first time.
That's South Korean President Moon Jae-in after Kim Jong-un agreed to close a missile test site and launch pad under the monitoring of international inspectors. Kim also said he'd dismantle his main nuclear complex if the U.S. takes corresponding measures, and the two Koreas also have agreed to a joint bid to host the 2032 Summer Olympics. President Trump tweeted, "Very exciting!" Exclamation point. An update on the housing market. New home construction surged 9% last month, the biggest increase since January. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes,
which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people
and actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Dr. Bob Arnott for SalonPos.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in SalonPos Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. SalonPos gives me relief.
Hillary Clinton is warning if Democrats don't win back the House or Senate or both, there can be dire consequences.
Former presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton says,
after this election, this president's going to wholesale fire people. That's my prediction.
She tells MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show that the anonymous New York Times op-ed out earlier this month from an administration insider shows there are staffers trying to keep a lid on the president's impulses, but
he will fire people in the White House. He will fire people in his administration who he thinks are crossing him.
That op-ed, said to be written by a top official, and it questioned the president's amorality. The president called the article gutless. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And the president often calls her crooked Hillary, that she should still be investigated over her email server. The WWE wins a match in court. A federal judge dismisses dozens of lawsuits pro wrestlers had filed, claiming they weren't protected from concussions and brain injuries like CTE.
Many claims filed on behalf of 53 wrestlers like Joseph Road Warrior Animal Laurinaitis and Jimmy Superfly Snuka were brought too late, and the judge ruling some were frivolous. The judge also finding no basis to suggest the defendants, including WWE CEO Vince McMahon, knew of any link between wrestling and CTE before 2007, after most of the plaintiffs retired. Laurinaitis has experienced memory loss, dizzy spells, and sleep apnea, according to an amended complaint filed last November, while Snuka had CTE, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease when he died in January 2017 at age 73. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Thousands of Prince fans are still grieving. They've signed a petition to a U.S. attorney's office to open a grand jury investigation into the star singer's overdose death. Federal and local investigators probed it for nearly 2 years and found no credible evidence of anything criminal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Giving away some Cardinal tickets. First, it's Eddie. How are you?
Edie.
Edie didn't stay.
Oh, Edie didn't stay. And now we have...
Mike.
Yes, hello.
I got you Sunday tickets to the Cardinals. Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Cardinal fan?
Yes, we are. We're pushing for them here into the stretch.
I'm telling you what, about All-Star break, I was saying, okay, how much to buy the Cardinals? Because they're awful. I mean, and look at them.
Right. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Manager, unbelievable. Couple changes, and they're doing great.
37-22 for Mike Schilt. That's amazing. Just to flip the switch. Anyway, they're in this thing. They're a game and a half up now on the wild card, just two behind Milwaukee for the top wild card. And what the heck? We're still in play, Mike. Hey, enjoy the tickets, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Mike wins good from winner. Muhammad and Edie.
Edie was from Urbana.
And she gets in. Thank you to our good friend, Mr. Wanzak, formerly of Willard, who retired.
Okay.
Who gave us the right game time. They've changed that. The 6:15 ticket should be 12:05.
Thank you for that.
On Saturday.
And that was fine with Edie. I know Steve and I did a tour of Memorial Stadium together and saw the ins and outs and tunnels and locker rooms. And that's really cool they offer that to people.
Steve Wanzak's a good man. I think he served his nation, too, in the service, and he's just a good guy.
Good job.
Willard a long time and big Cardinal fan. We appreciate you, Steve. All right, it's 8:06. Why wouldn't the woman accusing Brett Kavanaugh show up and testify behind closed doors? Hmm. And then if there's a there, then this whole thing will stop.
Okay.
I mean, if she's credible, it could still do what they're trying to do, and that's keep Kavanaugh off.
Right.
Presuming it's political.
Right.
But the bottom line is, if this was tell your side. Let Brett Kavanaugh tell his side. Then you can decide.
Right.
But to not go means you're going to vote. And then what they'll do is they'll say Trump hates women. The Republicans hate women. They don't take us seriously. This is the Me Too time. And then the next time a Democrat is accused of something this far long ago, you're going to cover it? We're going to be here again? You didn't do it with Keith Ellison.
So Chris and Homer said, it's quite a phenomena these days. The media can convince people of anything. If it fits the political agenda, it gets reported. People are so naive. No one can think for themselves anymore. It's amazing how many people believe the worst about Kavanaugh without even knowing the details of the accusation.
I'm telling you, if you accuse somebody of something that nobody can prove, and yet you're out there and the Democrats are presuming guilt, some of them are, I've heard on TV. I'm going, wait a second, guys. What if he didn't do it? Tim Kaine, former vice presidential candidate with Hillary Clinton, said, what if he didn't do it? And he said, well, that's kind of hypothetical. In other words, you're assuming his guilt. That's wrong. You should not do that for anybody. But yet you don't want to diminish the Me Too either.
Right.
You want women to come out. You want women because there's men abusing women all the time. Right? I mean, there are a lot of bad guys. So we want women to come forward. We want these jerks to get their due.
Sure.
But you also can't fly around on accusations that can't be proved for anything political. If you do this, if this is the new standard, then any Democrat running accused of something from long ago, you have to stop the proceedings and you have to do an FBI investigation. If you want to start that, you're going to have nobody running for anything because we're all flawed.
I like the idea of having her sit in closed session and people asking her questions
without
the full-blown investigation that's going to take so much time.
But women that have been abused know when, where, what, and know the minute.
That's what we've heard.
She says she can't remember the year. So that's anyway, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I'm all for her speaking. I'm all for hearing what she says. I'm all for him saying what he says. But this is very dangerous to go here and assume his guilt is wrong. I don't know what you investigate when the FBI has done six background checks. It's past the statute of limitations. It just feels like they're trying to delay, which I think diminishes the whole Me Too thing. So anyway, we'll see. But, Republicans are going to go forth. And if you're a Republican, how do you not vote for Brett Kavanaugh if you were going to vote for him before this accusation? Because she won't talk to you and she demands this FBI investigation. I don't think you want to start this. And again, there's so much hypocrisy. If you haven't heard about Keith Ellison, that's because nobody wants to talk about it on that side. But Keith Ellison, running for attorney general, first Muslim congressman, you know him. He's in Minnesota. He's one of the top party officials. Credibly accused with medical records for abusing and physically abusing his girlfriend. And there's... So... It's hypocrisy. Wendy Patrick, lawyer extraordinaire, San Diego, California, at 6:11 in the morning, Pacific Coast time. How are you?
Good, Stevie. Nice to join you.
Well, nothing but Brett Kavanaugh this morning, that's for sure. Okay, so legally, it's 36 years ago. It doesn't appear that we're going to be able to prove anything. I'm all for her speaking. I'm all for him saying his side. If she doesn't do it and demands an FBI investigation on something past the statute of limitations, FBI's done six background checks, I don't know where to go with this, Wendy. Legally, where are we?
Yeah, I mean, legally, nobody knows where to go with it either. I mean, legally, you can't go anywhere criminally. You can't go anywhere civilly. All of those statutes of limitations have passed. In terms of procedurally, however, that is going to be the sticking point. There have been some Republican senators that were very vocal about wanting to hear Dr. Ford out before they made a vote. But if she is going to require as a condition precedent to her testimony, a condition that is not going to be fulfilled, the FBI has said they are not going to do an investigation, it's not within their purview, then where do we go with that? I mean, everybody, including the president, came out and said, let's hear from both sides.
Yes, yes.
You know, gave him an opportunity.
What, if you were adamant about this, why wouldn't you go and say, guys, he's a bad man, I want to tell you what happened, behind closed doors so there's no circus, to protect you a little bit, tell the truth, tell me what you know, and then let him talk. And I just think when you're talking about something 36 years ago that is unprovable, what do you do with that? You cannot presume guilt, which many have done on this man, Brett Kavanaugh.
That's right. And, you know, that's the whole conundrum. There's no due process in the court of public opinion. There's due process in a court of law, but this case would never get there because you don't have the kind of corroboration you would need. You can't just take a he said, she said. I understand there was another person, Mark Judge, in the room, but he says he doesn't remember any of this. So because you can't have legal due process, what the senators are attempting to do is at least afford a measure of procedural due process. But if we can't even do that, because even though they're offering an opportunity for Dr. Ford to testify, if she decides not to, for whatever reason, they can't just not have this vote. They've come as far as they have. All of the background checks of Judge Kavanaugh has already been through, haven't revealed anything. Like you say, it's unprovable. He shouldn't be put in a position to try to prove his innocence.
No, that's what we've done.
Nor should we discount her allegations.
No,
but it's got to be a fair process to both sides. And the question for senators now is, how do they do that if only one side, Judge Kavanaugh, is willing to continue to testify about this, is to continue to provide information? Because remember, Dr. Ford only provided information in a letter to Senator Feinstein. And, you know, where do we go with that if there's going to be nothing for the committee to work with in terms of live back-and-forth testimony?
And I think you're setting up a system and a precedent, because if Democrat Cory Booker runs for president and he's getting ready for a big debate with Donald Trump, and he's the Democratic nominee, and somebody from 30 years ago from his college claims something, all the proceedings need to stop, and we need to get an FBI, right? I mean, if you're going to be fair.
Yeah, it can't be precedent because the FBI doesn't have jurisdiction over that type of thing. They are not just available to, you know, at a whim, be able to step in and conduct an. I'm not even sure what they would be investigating.
No, I mean, I don't know.
This is like a cold case that didn't have any. It didn't have much evidence to work with to begin with. Now, all that to say, we never want to discount a sexual assault allegation, even if it's 36 years later, because delayed disclosure is the norm when it comes to sexual assault allegations. But on the other hand, it does. We don't go from allegation to verdict. An allegation is a starting point. It sparks an investigation. But if there's no means of conducting that investigation, and if there's no means of interviewing the complaining witness further, the question now is, can they go forward with the vote? The Republican senators on the committee have said that's exactly what they'd like to do.
Yep. We'll see what happens. It's a horrific deal, A, if he did it, and B, if he didn't. It's bad both ways.
That's right.
Because of what it's done
bad
to him.
Bad both ways.
Yeah. Last time we chatted, actually not last time, but one time we talked from Grand Cayman. Do you still go back there?
Oh, sure.
Have you been talking
to you on a Wednesday from there sometime soon.
Well, you go to Stingray Beach? Remember the sandbar?
I have been to Stingray Beach.
I have been there as well. Well, what I did is they had one of the guys holding a stingray, and I picked up whatever food they have, and I brush it on my wrist, and stingrays don't see very well. And so he sucked on my wrist, and I made a mark, and I said, I can't wait to show everybody at the radio station that that's from a stingray. Anyway, it's a little disconcerting.
Oh, boy.
All these wild stingrays, you got to shuffle your feet so you don't step on them, but it's quite fascinating. Anyway, Wendy, always a pleasure. Thanks for your insight on this.
Glad to talk to you as well. Talk to you next time.
Wendy Patrick, legal, San Diego, California. All right, 8:16, ESPN 93.5. As we check our sports headlines, the Cardinals win. They're still in this thing.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night in Atlanta, the Cardinals made it 2 in a row over the Braves, 3 in a row in the win column overall, beating Atlanta 8-1. And Paul DeJong drove in 3 of the 8 runs with a homer and a base hit. He scored 2 more. But the Cardinals got 2 in the 4th, 4 in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th to make Austin Gomber a winner for the 6th time.
Paul DeJong looked good in the third spot in the lineup, and Austin Gomber had a nice bounce back start. He did not have a good outing against the Dodgers last time out, but was really good through his 5 innings. Cardinals bullpen was really, really good. 4 innings, they did not give up a run and had a bunch of strikeouts.
And the Cardinals have been scoring late, Ricky, just like they did in August.
And they did it in the first game against Atlanta. They had 5 runs in the last 2 innings, 6 runs in the last 2 innings in game 2.
The Cardinals go for the sweep today, and we're on the air this morning at 10:15. Jack Flaherty will be on the mound.
Jack Flaherty's good.
No, he's really good. One of the rookies. It has to be one of the earliest free games we've had all year, though.
I know.
East Coast getaway day, meaning they want to get home. They got a day off tomorrow. Then they play Friday night series against San Francisco.
Right.
There are 10 games left, man. 10 games. The Cardinals are in the hunt here. It's not done, but they certainly have a shot to get to the playoffs, which would be remarkable based on how we all felt in July.
So 10:15 is the pregame?
Yep. First pitch, 11:10.
I'm saying it loudly so Austin realizes.
Yeah.
Austin and Jeremy's show.
Short show.
Cut a little short.
They got that music on Tan Carp. Short show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cubs over Arizona, 9-1 yesterday. Cubs used the long ball again in the
Murphy
desert.
At third, 2 down. No score, top of the first. And now Pius drives one in the air to right center field and deep. Back goes Pollock. Pollock back to the right center field fence. It's gone. 2-run homer, Javier Baez. Cubs lead 2-0. Murphy lines one into right center field, a base hit. Lead off single, Murphy takes a short turn and holds on. Murphy has been slumping of late. Maybe that one will get him going. And the 0-2. Murphy drives one in the air. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Daniel Murphy, a 2-run homer. Cubs lead 5-0. Kinsler brings it to the plate. Swing and a miss. Cubs win. Magic number down to 8.
That means any combination of Cub win or Milwaukee loss adding to 8 means the Cubs have locked it up again in the Central.
8:40 start heard on US 105.9 to wrap that series. And then it's inner city
White
battle.
Sox,
White Sox are coming up on the 21st.
Yeah.
Cubs will finally have a day off. I know the day
off.
They
haven't had a day off.
They've had
time.
In September been rescheduled of some of the postponed games. So
yeah.
That's well deserved tomorrow. Speaking of the White Sox, Cleveland beat them 5-3 yesterday. We have our Illini baseball team in action against EIU at 6, and the weather looks pretty good for that. I'll just jump into that now. We've got a high 90, low 70. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm is at 20%. 20% chance of rain and gusty winds in the forecast for tomorrow. High 92, 71. It's changing up for us. A 40% chance of showers, especially before 1 p.m.
on Friday. Yeah, but after that?
Right.
Wow.
High 83 Friday, down to 55, partly cloudy in the evening. Great for the Illini-Penn State game.
Wonderful.
8 o'clock kick in Memorial Stadium. Right now, highs around the mid-70s for the weekend with sunshine.
America's betting on Penn State. It opened at 26.5. Now Penn State a 28-point favorite.
Shoot.
Come on, man.
Right now we're at 70 on ESPN, 93.5.
The Fox Business Network. More new homes were going up last month. The government says U.S. housing construction rose 9.2% in August, the fastest gain in 7 months. Most of the increase is attributed to multifamily building, which includes apartments and condos. Google has a deal with T-Mobile to make it easier to find Android phone users who call 911. T-Mobile will merge Google's location data with its own before sending it to 911 call centers. A new system called Rapid SOS was tested by Google earlier this year. Command Security is being sold to a Spain-based competitor, Prosegur. Both companies provide private security to businesses. The Dow Jones Industrials added 184 yesterday. NASDAQ was up 60, S&P up 15. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or a Mobil 1 Oil Filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Have you noticed a change in the air? The days are getting longer and soon we'll be in full club car season. But don't just drive a club car. Check out all the custom accessories at Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars in Champaign. Everything you need to make a club car statement or build the club car of your dreams just the way you want it. The journey starts at bspgc.com. Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars. 133 Kenyon Road just off I-74. Get on the road with a custom club car. bspgc.com.
At Scotty's Brewhouse, you'll enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, and ice-cold beer while watching your favorite sporting events. Join Scotty's Brewhouse for their all-day, everyday drink specials. Choose from $3 domestic or $4 craft beer pints, $5 margaritas, or try one of their new $5 crusher cocktails. Make Scotty's Brewhouse your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
restrictions.
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenters Local 243 at 356-5463.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
All right. We've talked a lot about Brett Kavanaugh this morning. A lot of texts have come in and kind of discussing it. I think the majority of our listeners believe it's a delay issue. It's a political issue. Again, I've said it every time we've talked about it. I wish the woman would talk. I wish she'd give her side, because I'm all for that. And so is the president. I thought the White House has handled this about as good as anything. I was kind of surprised how presidential it was.
Yeah.
Felt really good that you're open to finding the facts and wanting to make sure delay's okay. I mean, all that. But the fact that, again, this is some want to really delay this thing so they can get to the midterms and they could scrap this. They can't believe they actually have a shot at this. I don't think they do. I think they're going to get 50 votes. I don't know if it'll be much more. I think there are three Democratic states that are very, very, very closely watching this. North Dakota, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Donnelly, Indiana, Joe Manchin, West Virginia. Those guys could lose their Senate seat with the wrong vote. That's how tight it could be. So they might say, hey, this is a done deal. I'm voting their way, so it's not a political issue. But we'll see. I just wish Dr. Ford would come forward on Monday and give her side. Not doesn't have to be public.
That's right.
But give your side. But to demand an FBI investigation 36 years later when it's just not appropriate, it's not the arm that would do that. It'd be local law. And it's past all the statute of limitations, criminal or civil. Yeah, and she doesn't even know the year. I mean, so wow. You don't know the year? You don't know what party it was?
Yeah, I get those thoughts together before I started saying things. Yeah,
and again, I don't know what happened. Right. I'm just saying come speak, and I don't know if she's going to do that. All right, you got to go.
Mike in St. Joe is saying, what about women abusing men? We never hear about that.
Well, I think it happens, but not as often.
Right.
I mean, we know that, but women do abuse men. That's for sure, but much, much smaller number.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we listen, there's some really bad people that abuse women. Republican, Democrat, green, blue, black, white. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, and what I struggle with is so long ago when we all make bad choices in our youth, not to justify and you know, give a pass to those who do make bad decisions in their youth, but, and it was such a different time. I mean, not that to say that being rough and stuff like that in those,
well, things are, you know, more acceptable. Remember how loose it was for drinking and driving?
Yes.
And then we got smart and knew the dangers, and more people got on the road, and more people died, and all the. So we've gotten more sophisticated and intelligent.
That's a good way to put it.
On the harm that all that, what we did in the past doesn't justify anything, but the point is we have all done things we wish we hadn't.
That's right.
And should that disqualify your political future, should that disqualify you?
Well, and Brett Kavanaugh, 3 decades service.
It doesn't matter. He's a criminal if he did it. But the problem is, I don't know, and I'll never know.
Right.
But it's just one of those. But again, it's more of a, if you're going to start that kind of claim derailing good people, you're going to run for what now?
Right.
I don't think so.
That's right.
Because again, it's amazing how hypocritical. Depending on your point of view and your party affiliation, you don't count the ones that are on your side. You just go after. It's a mess. And I'm telling you, I think there's more intelligent voters now that see what this is. And I hope it's not political, but I do wish Dr. Ford would come forward because I'd really like to hear what she has to say. All right, 8:29, we'll be right back. You on jury duty?
Yeah.
On your way?
Yeah.
Go get them. Thank you for serving.
Thank you. Enjoy the day.
Thank you for serving. Diane Ducey off to jury duty.
In February, we celebrate National Pizza Day. But in October, we get to celebrate all month long. National Pizza Month starts October 1st. And Rosati's Pizza in Urbana is challenging you to celebrate with a deep dish pizza, a slice special during lunchtime, or a delicious calzone. Start training for National Pizza Month today at Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. Try the Fabulous Four, Meat Mania, or the Godfather with all your favorite Italian toppings. Get in your pizza workout today and get ready for National Pizza Month starting October 1st. At Rosati's Pizza, 328-2334 or 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
I'm Jay Lehman, former Fighting Illini All-American linebacker. When I needed new flooring for my home, I chose quality, and that's why I chose Flooring America. Flooring America is the place to help you with all of your flooring needs. From hardwood, carpet, tile, laminate, and vinyl, Flooring America does it all. They offer in-home service and are very experienced in all aspects of your job, from small to large. Conveniently located on North Prospect at 920 West Townsend Boulevard in Champaign, or visit online at FloorInAmericaChampaign.com.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Lehman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his Fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs, too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign, Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30 p.m., and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana, have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
Hey, guess what? Right now at VisionWorks, all prescription eyewear, every frame, every brand, is 50% off. Yep, a nifty 50%, thanks to our friends and family event. What's even better, it applies to both glasses and sunglasses. That's right. Go to VisionWorks.com and save 50% on all prescription eyewear. Saving on glasses has never been easier. Just go to VisionWorks.com. VisionWorks, we're here to help you. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Christine Ford, through her attorneys, say she does not want to talk to senators on Monday about her sexual assault claim against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were in high school. She wants an FBI investigation first.
If she decides not to show up, that's entirely her choice.
Texas Republican John Cornyn.
They didn't coordinate with her, and they just declared that she should come on Monday.
And California Democrat Kamala Harris. The leaders of North and South Korea have signed agreements that they say are a major step toward peace.
The North promising to accept international inspectors at a missile test site and to permanently dismantle a main nuclear complex if the U.S. agrees to corresponding measures. Unclear if Washington's on board with that, but President Trump tweeting he's excited about a joint bid by the North and South to host the 2032 Summer Olympics.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new bike share program is up and running. WCIA says you can pay as you ride with 50 cents for 15 minutes. You reserve the bike on the app with the VO Ride sharing program. You park the bike back at any bike rack. There are some rules you have to follow. The City Council approved the program earlier this summer. The Public Works Department is closing the eastbound lane of Church Street between Neal and Randolph for street repairs. The work starts at 9 o'clock this morning and should be done by noon. Give yourself extra time if you're driving through there or avoid the area. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says as of Sunday, 12% of the state's corn crop had been harvested. The report says soybean harvest is at 4% in Illinois. 75% of corn was mature as of Sunday. Statewide, 76% of the state's corn crop was rated good or excellent. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
So you left.
Well, I mean, I have enough time to get there. Right. The courthouse is just 6 minutes away.
You need
away,
a police
right?
escort. That's what you need. Here you go with your weather.
All right, looking good today. And then a 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm briefly. High 90, low 70. 92 the high tomorrow. 20% chance of rain down to around 71 with clear conditions by Thursday night. Clouds back in the forecast Friday morning. 40% chance of showers before 1 Friday. High 83. That means... makes way for good conditions Friday night at 8 for the Penn State Illini game in Memorial Stadium. 55 are low on Friday night. Saturday up to 71, down to 54. Sunday sunshine in a high 76. I know Mercy's Refuge in downtown Champaign has that benefit concert with tons of fun. And Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets in downtown Champaign. So they were hoping for good weather on Saturday night. And it looks like that's coming their way. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, 35, another text. We talked a lot about Brett Kavanaugh and the situation with the woman, Dr. Ford, having this accusation from 36 years ago about attempted rape.
Yes, and someone had said repressed memories of sexual trauma sometimes don't come clearly and all at once. Also, Dianne Feinstein, who has known about this allegation, kept it secret till it was politically expedient and should be taken up on ethics violations. Add to that that Dr. Ford didn't want her name out there at all and requested to be anonymous initially. And then we had talked about, Mike had brought up from St. Joe about men being, you know, abused. And then Jason from Tuscola says, Dianne, just yesterday in the News Gazette, they reported an investigation into two U of I college women who inappropriately touched a man.
It doesn't happen as often, but I'm sure it happens.
Right. So thanks for chiming
in. Yeah, appreciate all the texts. Now you got to go.
I do.
Okay. See you. Good luck to you. Okay. Thank you for serving your county. Jury duty, Dianne Ducey, juror number, whatever it is.
Yes.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So, again, we are... trying to sort it out. We all hope, I mean, shouldn't say we all, but I certainly would want the woman to come to Washington Monday and state her case. She's demanding an FBI investigation. There's been 6 FBI background checks on this man. The statute of limitations is gone. No civil, criminal charges to ever bring up. And the bottom line is, we don't know. We won't know. It is unprovable. A claim like that is pretty unprovable when the woman herself doesn't know what year it was. And so my point most of the morning has been, is that going to be the new standard? And if a Democratic presidential nominee getting ready for a debate, somebody out of the blue accuses them of something 17 years ago, you got to investigate it, and that person should be disqualified because they're obviously guilty. That's what they're saying now. Brett Kavanaugh's not guilty. He's innocent until proven guilty. And he's a criminal if he did it. But I don't know how we ever going to... I mean, you see the damage in making a claim like that. It is unbelievable. And so if this is the new way, good luck to everybody running for high office. Because anything, anybody... And as long as we're even and fair, which I know is a long shot when it comes to party affiliation, see Keith Ellison, Minnesota running for Attorney General, credible claims, medical reports. He abused his girlfriend, apparently hit her several occasions. Didn't hear a whisper. Not right. Got to go even across the board if it happens to whatever party. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio Ace. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You're covering the story about the group of NFL Hall of Famers threatening to boycott until the NFL provides insurance, salaries, and more. And as I understand it, this is just for Hall of Famers first. That just feels kind of elitist to me.
Well, you know, that's kind of the point that one of them made. Kurt Warner, his name is on this letter that was sent to Roger Goodell and the Players Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame president. And he says that it was a mistake that his name was added onto the list, but it's not. He's not saying that we shouldn't be asking for this. On the contrary, it seems like he's saying that this should go for all of the players, not just the Hall of Famers. The Hall of Famers in their letter say that, you know, they are the reason that the modern NFL is what it is. You know, that these were the guys who, as they put it in the letter, gave their sacrificed their bodies, and they said in some cases their minds, you know, because of all the concussions and the head injuries and the brain damage. And so they're asking for, you know, health insurance and an annual salary, and say that they're going to boycott the induction ceremony until they get this.
Well, Mike Ditka, friend of mine, says that, you know, he was an advocate for Gridiron Greats, which is an organization that tries to get that for all former NFL players, and how sad the CTE and all that stuff, how sad it is, see movie concussion, you'll never think about football the same, it's unbelievable. But the point is, they got so much money. Can't they set up a system for, you know, put $50 million, they make $10 billion a year. And just take care of your guys, take care of the soldiers, take care of your formers. It's not that big a deal for them.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, you mentioned the movie Concussion. I actually had the chance to interview Dr. Bennett Omalu, who is played by Will Smith in that movie. And I interviewed him last year, and we talked about this. And I asked him, I said, okay, what about all of the, you know, technology advancements and safer helmets and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he said, here's how you have to think of it. He said, yes, there's been a lot of, you know, stuff done to the helmets and whatnot, but he said the helmet is not to keep you from getting a brain injury. The helmet is to keep you from getting killed.
Wow. Yeah.
And he was pretty plain about the whole thing. And I mean, he has not been a darling of the NFL by any stretch because he has been so vocal about concussions.
Well, the problem the NFL has too is there's too many guys that are struggling with the same thing. So, obviously, hitting your head against each other. What has changed, if you look in the 1960s, big, fat, slow guys kind of hugging each other, they got big, fast, strong, 320-pound guys go 4.6 in the 40. The physics have changed to where it clearly is bad for you when it comes to that kind of high impact. There's no way you're walking around without a limp when you're 40. Now, if you're getting $10 million to do it, you know that. It's your choice. It's kind of our modern-day gladiator, except hopefully nobody dies. It is an amazing thing. So I hope the NFL says, you know, I understand there could be fraud and there's going to be a lot of paperwork and there's going to be a lot of proof needed. But, man, if they stay long enough and they earn it, you got to take care of your NFL guys, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the letter also points to the fact that the NFL took in about $14 billion in 2017 in revenue.
It's 14?
And,
wow.
You know, Roger Goodell makes, you know, $40 million and they say...
wow.
Listen, this would be a drop in a bucket compared to, you know, what you guys are pulling in. That's their point.
It'd be really refreshing to have a league that really takes care of their people before, during, and after. That'd be awesome. But it's always about who gets what and splitting the shares. Hey, Tanya, you're the best. We appreciate you.
Anytime. Thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, New York, 842. Here we are, 10 baseball games left in the regular season. The Cardinals and Cubs looking pretty good.
Check out these local favorites to satisfy all your date nights, family nights, and friend get-togethers.
El Toro, serving all your favorite Mexican dishes. Locations in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and St. Joe.
V Picasso, looking for a date night or a ladies' night with your friends? V Picasso will be your new favorite farm-to-table stop with plenty of wine to keep things light. Now offering lunch. Visit them on Facebook.
The Pink Pig, homegrown barbecue favorites in Ogden. Small-town restaurant with a big city taste. For a list of favorites and more information, check them out on Facebook.
Hi, it's Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. When I remodeled my kitchen and I needed new appliances, the choice for me was simple. I went to family-owned Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I went there because of the outstanding customer service and the incredible selection. They offer outstanding quality with a free 10-year protection plan. I have nothing to worry about when it comes to my new appliances. I have Appliance World peace of mind. So the next time you're looking for quality appliances with great customer service,
Visit Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, located just before the interstate in Champaign, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Or online, it's appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
All right, 8:45. The St. Louis Cardinals are now a game and a half ahead of Colorado for the second wild card spot. Now just two behind the Milwaukee Brewers for the top wild card spot. Cubs comfortably ahead at 3.5 and now 5.5 over the Cardinals. And the Cubs is just a magic number at 8. Any combination of Cub win and Milwaukee loss, totaling 8, means the Cubbies secure the NL Central again. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night in Atlanta, the Cardinals made it 2 in a row over the Braves, 3 in a row in the win column overall, beating Atlanta 8-1. And Paul DeJong drove in 3 of the 8 runs with a homer and a base hit. He scored 2 more. But the Cardinals got 2 in the 4th, 4 in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th to make Austin Gomber a winner for the 6th time.
Paul DeJong looked good in the 3rd spot in the lineup. And Austin Gomber had a nice bounce-back start. He did not have a good outing against the Dodgers last time out, but was really good through his 5 innings. Cardinals bullpen was really, really good. 4 innings, they did not give up a run and had a bunch of strikeouts.
And the Cardinals have been scoring late, Ricky, just like they did in August.
And they did it in the first game against Atlanta. They had 5 runs in the last 2 innings, 6 runs in the last 2 innings in game 2.
The Cardinals go for the sweep today, and we're on the air this morning at 10:15. Jack Flaherty will be on the mound.
Yep, Jack Flaherty, one of the great rookies the Cardinals have. It's the Cubs at Arizona. They'll play one more. Last night, Javi Baez, who I think is going to be the NL MVP, I think it was going to be Matt Carpenter, but unless Matt really heats up in the last 10, probably going to be Javi. He did it again last night.
Murphy at third, 2 down, no score, top of the 1st. And now Baez drives one in the air to right center field and deep. Back goes Pollock. Pollock back to the right center field fence. It's gone! 2-run homer, Javier Baez.
Isn't that amazing how loud the crowd is in Phoenix for the Cubs? Diamondbacks kind of fading. Cubbies starting to stretch out their legs. Can they make the deep run? Can they win another World Series? Illinois plays Friday night, 8 o'clock, Penn State. Fighting Illini 20, now 8-point underdogs. That's why we play the games, baby. That's sports, ESPN 93.5.
Jeremy Werner and Jay Lehman are breaking down each Illini game every Monday morning on ESPN 93.5. Starting at 10 a.m., join them for comments and qualified insight into not only Illinois football, but the entire Big Ten. Can't catch it on the radio? Catch the podcast at ESPNCU.com. Thanks to Little Legends Learning Center, Ford and Chrysler of Hoopston, Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, and Get Out and Go RV. Don't miss Jay Lehman every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on the Jeremy Werner Show on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. About 15 years ago, Stacey Orico's song told us that there must be more in life. She sang, "I've got it all, but I feel deprived. I go up and I come down. I'm emptier inside. There's got to be more to life than chasing down every temporary high to satisfy." Stacy was echoing many people's thoughts. We may have it all, yet we feel empty inside. The truth is, no matter where we are in life, no matter what our circumstances, there's more for us in life. It's unlimited. There's more to learn, more to give, more to love, and more to care. We determine how we are in this life, so let us decide to learn more, to love more, to care more, to be more. Don't ever let anyone take away your dream and your gratitude. You are the owner of your future. Come hang around with me at the iHotel on Tuesday, November 13th, as we host John Maxwell's Live to Lead. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and join many local companies who are sending their teams to this event. I hope to see you there.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Healthy, fresh, convenient, and affordable. Those are all words that describe Salad Meister on 6th Street in Campus Town. Select fresh signature salads and wraps or design your own. It's guilt-free food for those on the go. Salad Meister also caters. See you, SaladMeister.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast. Let's see, high today 91, high tomorrow 94, Friday 84, Saturday, Sunday in the 70s. A little bit better. Chance of rain now before heavy tailgating. Friday night game at 8 o'clock, we might just be okay. Some of that stuff was saying rain. Maybe okay now. 849, 71 degrees in Champaign-Urbana.
Have you ever spent a night on organic cotton sheets? If you have, you've probably never slept better. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable, 100% organic cotton sheets you will ever sleep on. You can't buy our sheets in store, only on our website. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. You won't believe how comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets can feel until you try Bull & Branch. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Don't just take my word for it. Sleep on our sheets risk-free for a month. If they're not the most comfortable you've ever slept on, you can send them back for a refund. Plus, if you order right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code DOZE. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE. BullandBranch.com, promo code DOZE.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for over 20 years. So come on in for a taste as big as Texas. Dine in, take it home, or serve it up to the entire gang in Decatur, Springfield, Urbana, and Peoria.
There are plenty of reasons that you might need a place to stay for a while. Remodeling your house? No one wants to live in that. In town for work? Ditch the corporate apartment. Eastland Suites specializes in extended stays. Our suites are more apartment than hotel. A kitchenette, separate bedroom, even multiple bedroom loft suites. And all the amenities you'd expect, like a swimming pool, workout room, and our lobby bar. And hot breakfast served fresh every morning. What apartment offers that? To learn more, visit us at EastlandSuites.com.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Sure, we've been called a mom-and-pop store. We take it as a compliment. After all, we are family-owned and operated with two generations actively involved, and five of our team members have been with us for around 20 years each, or longer. We run our business with old-fashioned customer service as our foundation, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Add our great selection of hand-picked mattresses, all proudly made in the USA, at guaranteed lowest prices, and we're sure you won't find a better deal anywhere. Visit us and experience the Illini Mattress Difference today.
Well, we got a shorter Jeremy Warner show because the Cardinals are playing so darn early. They got to get out, kind of called a get-out game, get out of town, and they have an off day tomorrow. So they'll have essentially 2 days off, kind of, because they're playing early. 11:10 is the first pitch. We'll be on the air 10:15, the Cardinal baseball here on ESPN 93.5. Can they sweep the Braves? Braves are going to win the National League East. But Braves came into St. Louis. Anybody remember that? Braves came in earlier in the season, swept the Cardinals in St. Louis, so payback, maybe. So hopefully the Cardinals can win today, and hopefully the Dodgers can beat Colorado tonight to extend that lead for the Cardinals. Just 10 games remaining. Cubbies firmly in position to win the National League Central again. And then the Cubs would play the winner of the two wild cards, because the Cubs have the best record. Then it'd go to the wild cards.
no matter what the record the wild cards have, it's still wild card. You didn't win your division. So the wild cards play at this point would be Milwaukee against St. Louis in Milwaukee. Winner of that goes to Wrigley to start a best of five. And then the winner of that would play either Atlanta or the L.A. Dodgers in a best of seven to go to the World Series again. So things are looking up for our local teams. Cubbies are in. Let's see how kind of a run they can make if they're all healthy. Cubbies start doing that offense thing like they've apparently done in Arizona the last couple of days. Cubs are going to be tough. They're going to be tough. I know the AL has a lot of good teams. Yankees, Boston, Houston. There are a lot of good teams in the AL. So, yeah, see if the Cubbies can get there. And the Cardinals. I mean, they're definitely not quite as good as the Cubs. But you can get hot and see what happens because the Cardinals sure have been better with their new manager. All right, that's it. Diane Ducey and I will be back tomorrow, 7 to 9. Stand by Jeremy Warner show next, an abbreviated show because of the Cardinals. Tan Karp this afternoon after the ball game to recap and do all they do. Stand by. See you tomorrow. Hey, thank you for listening. I am Stevie J from Champaign on this Wednesday. It is September 19. Meet back on the radio tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or a Mobil 1 Oil Filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
Kids are ready to learn. The school bells are ringing, parents are singing, and some kids are clinging to mom and dad. But most are back in school ready to learn. And West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental have a few tips to keep your students' smiles bright and healthy.
Exams detect early decay and infections, so schedule an appointment every 6 months. The state requires students entering kindergarten, second, sixth, and ninth grade be examined.
Don't wait until kindergarten for an exam. Bringing your child in with you during your exam will make them feel more comfortable when they get into the dentist chair for the first time.
Regular checkups are a great way to avoid toothaches that can hinder your child's attention, their overall learning, and their attendance in school this year.
Kids that play sports can cause damage to teeth if injuries occur. If your son or daughter plays sports, West Main, Illini Smiles, and Angel Smiles Dental encourage your students to wear mouth guards while participating.
Consider orthodontics. Braces can strengthen teeth and increase self-esteem during and after the school year.
Google West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, or Angel Smiles Dental.
Dental so you can have the best smile and make this the best school year yet.
This is Jen Shelby inviting you to Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Hoopston. It's time for fall clearance. With savings over $10,000 off sticker on new previous model year vehicles, Ram, Renegade, Patriot, Lifetime Powertrain, plus full factory warranty. Save thousands and drive off in a brand new car. For current model year, save on 19 Cherokee with 0 for 60 plus $1,000 rebate. 18 Pacific is up to $3,750 in savings. Get something new and reliable before winter hits.
Visit them on Route 9 in Hoopston or online at HoopstonChrysler.com.
Hi, Van from Heel to Toe Shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, know you hate to think about things other than baseball, but if you need some comfortable shoes for when you're at work, you really should come see us. We know what we're doing, and we've got anywhere from, you know, good dress casuals to safety-toed work boots. It'll be just awesome. Make your feet feel great. Heel to Toe, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. Check us out on Facebook.
Hey guys, it's Mike Carpenter from Tay and Carp on ESPN 93.5. For over 20 years, Simplified Computers has been helping local businesses and nonprofits with their computing and networking needs. Simplified Computers covers everything from servers, network security, cloud-based applications, wireless accessibility, computer support. In short, whatever technical issues your business runs into, the guys at Simplified Computers have seen